Welcome back to our state series, celebrating the 250th birthday of the USA. Today we are in our home state, Illinois. I do believe it was Gallagher, the comedian, who once said that Illinois is the only state with the words ill and annoy in it.
That place.
Can't argue with him.
And then he smashed a watermelon.
Right.
Of course. Gallagher.
Okay, Kelly, what's our capital?
Vandalia.
It's Springfield.
Muscoota.
Springfield.
Springfield is correct.
The Simpsons.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Okay, Brian.
Yep.
At the 1893 World's Columbian Exposition in Chicago, what rotating engineering marvel debuted as America's answer to the Eiffel Tower?
Oh.
Whoa. Rotating marvel?
Bueller.
Rotating?
Bueller.
Think big.
You ride it?
Think big.
Bueller.
Yes.
You ride
oh,
it?
Oh.
They're everywhere now.
Bueller.
Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
That's right.
There
Very
we
good.
Go.
Yes. Nice. Okay, Andy. What bright red bird chosen by Illinois school children is the official state bird of Illinois?
That would be the cardinal.
Yes, it is. To be specific, it's the northern cardinal.
Obviously.
Yes.
Well, we knew that.
And we
I thought
are,
it went without saying.
We have discussed this recently, I know. But we are one of multiple states who have the cardinal as their state bird.
Copycats.
Right, exactly. Okay, number four, Nicholas.
Mm-hmm.
Located at 8th and Jackson Streets in Springfield, what Greek Revival-style residence is preserved as the only home the 16th U.S. president ever purchased?
What, Lincoln's house that we're talking about?
This log cabin?
Like, is there like a specific
Lincoln's
name?
Is it Lincoln's home?
Yes, it's Lincoln Home National Historic Site.
Okay.
Very good.
Look at that.
Has anybody been?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Never. Okay, we've all taken our children up there.
He had a small bed.
Field trip.
Yes. Spent 2 weeks up there and didn't go.
Yeah,
like, because by the time I got on my training, everything was closed.
I've lived 80 minutes from it. For 47
I'd like
years,
to go. I need gone. To go because I like that kind of stuff. I need to go. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next up, where did we leave off? I'm so sorry.
Scott.
Scott's up next. Okay. What crunchy snack pushed into official status by elementary school students again from Joliet is the state snack food of Illinois?
Wow.
Anybody got anything on this? I'm thinking Cracker Jack, but I don't know.
Crunchy snacks.
Thinking Goldfish, maybe.
No. Crunchy snacks.
Cracker Jack is in the right lane. It's just a popcorn? Little more fancy.
Caramel corn?
It's popcorn.
Oh, just popcorn.
Yes.
Okay.
What was the fact about that? It was invented here?
No, it was pushed into official status by elementary school students from Joliet as the official state snack food.
Well,
I mean,
did not know that.
I mean, we love our snacks.
Yeah, Brian eats popcorn by the pound.
Popcorn, 80% water.
Yeah. By the garbage bag.
That's good. Okay, next
Kelly?
Up is Kelly. Of course.
Sure.
What oddball prehistoric creature found in Illinois rock beds became the official state fossil of Illinois?
Wow.
I did not know this.
Oddball?
Oddball prehistoric creature found in Illinois rock beds.
Thinking it's smaller?
A trilobite.
It is the Thule monster.
That's what I said.
The Thule monster.
I was with you, Kelly.
Thule.
Yeah.
The Thule monster looks like somebody let a squid, a vacuum hose, and a fever dream collaborate.
What?
Fever
dream. That's fantastic. I've had that dream.
Yeah.
It was a ride, I'll tell you.
Okay, Brian. What deadpan comedy legend was born in Evanston, Illinois, and raised in Wilmette, Illinois, starring in movies like Ghostbusters?
It's Bill Murray.
Yes.
Oh, good
very
job.
Good.
I knew it when you said deadpan.
Oh, really?
Oh, very good.
I know he's a Chicago guy.
I didn't know that.
He's deadpan, you know. Yeah.
Big Cubs fan.
And I love his comedy, by the way. Like, his style is
he's hilarious. His son's an assistant coach at UConn.
Yeah.
Oh, that is right. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Did I skip somebody?
No, it's Andy's turn.
Okay, Andy.
Yep.
What comic book hero is celebrated in Metropolis, Illinois with a giant statue and a long-running hometown festival?
Better than Batman. It's Superman.
That is correct. Has anybody been to the Superman Festival?
No.
I have not.
Oh, it's so fun. I guess I'm probably overhyping it a little bit, but it's exactly what you think it is, and it's like a homecoming, Muscoot homecoming.
I don't even know what I think it is.
It's a fest. It's a festival. They close the streets down, and they have
they sell lots of Superman merch.
You cannot even imagine.
Been to the Apple Festival in Murfreesboro with Captain Applesauce.
Well, now that is something.
I'm not going to any of these
this
things.
This is fantastic.
That's trip. All real. That's all real.
Apple Butter Festival.
Like Chester's got Popeye. Uh-huh. Like big time everywhere.
That's right. Yeah. That's true. Okay, Nick. Mm-hmm. What state historic site near Collinsville preserves the remains of the largest pre-Columbian city of North Mexico?
Big John Ford.
Cokia Mounds? Is that what we're talking about?
That is what we're talking about.
All right, good.
Absolutely. Good job.
Nice.
Okay, Scott. Question 10. Mm. In a massive feat of civil engineering completed in 1900, what natural waterway did Illinois engineers permanently reverse so that it flowed away from Lake Michigan instead of into it?
Ooh,
into this, Lake Michigan. So,
man, I've heard this before.
Away from Lake Michigan.
Away from it instead of
into it.
The one they turn green every St. Patrick's Day.
That is right.
The Chicago River.
Chicago River.
That's yeah. it.
Okay.
Yes. Nice. They reversed the river to save the city's drinking water.
Yeah.
Yes. Man. Okay. Well, thank you for exploring Illinois with us for our States series celebrating the 250th birthday of the USA.
Hey, trivia fans, we're excited to partner with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned company bringing you the exclusive Ultimate Trivia Podcast apparel. No minimum orders, just high-quality gear so you can rep your love for trivia in style. Shop now at www.warriorlogowear.com, through the link in our show notes, on social, or at theultimatetriviapodcast.com. Big thanks to Warrior Logo Wear for teaming up with us. Now let's get to the trivia.